Hello, everybody. Welcome to No Truer 2. I am your host, Troy Thompson. You can follow me on Facebook at Troy Thompson, Twitter, Thompson Troy, YouTube, Thompson Troy, and just about every other social media platform. Welcome to today's show.
Hi, guys. This is Marlon Sadler. You can find me on Facebook under Marlon Sadler or on Instagram at Sadler Marlon. Welcome to the show, guys.
Yeah, me and Marlon are hosting this show. Today we want to talk about getting out of your own way.
Yeah.
Getting out of your own way. Sometimes you can get in the way of what's actually going on in your life and what really your ultimate destiny is. Before we do that, though, we want to talk about some stuff that happened this last week. We had quite an experience.
It was good.
Yeah, we had about 120 kids, and we were out camping with 120 kids out in the middle of the woods. So it was fun. Lots of stories.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, tons of stories. Funny stories. There was, stories that bring tears to your eyes, or you've seen just good things going on in the lives of some of these kids.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the kids are, at risk,
Yeah.
From the inner city, which really, speaks to where we came from.
Yeah.
So, we take a week out of our lives and we go and we spend 5 days with these kids and really just unlock what's trapped inside of them, trapped economically inside of them, trapped, culturally. Yes. They're locked in, they're boxed in.
Spiritually,
they're definitely locked up. And so we spend a lot of time, releasing that stuff.
Yeah.
What stands out to you, Marlon?
Well, I mean, I believe if anybody ever gets the opportunity to do something like that, first of all, don't hesitate, do it.
Yeah.
If you are in a position in your life where you're able to take a week, even if it's a couple days, to take a kid out and just kind of pour into their lives like that, do it. It's so rewarding.
Yeah, you should do it on the regular, really.
Yeah.
It's such a regular part of kind of our life in the Thompson household, and it's even after camp we went and got some more kids and then spent some more time, yeah. But it becomes a regular kind of thing that we do.
Yeah.
And we invest in lives, continually. The ministry though that we're speaking of is Joshua Kids Ministry. It takes place every third Saturday here at Church on the North Coast in Lorain. So if you're interested, you can stop by every third Saturday of the month in Lorain at 11 o'clock, and you can be a part of a young person's life and give them hope.
Yeah, and it's something most people who are fortunate enough to be in, a different class,
right?
You don't think about it until you see these kids, until you spend time with them. Until you realize they don't have pajamas to sleep in.
Come on, man.
Or they're jumping in the pool in their cut-off jeans. You don't really, they're not on your mind, man.
They're not on your mind because you live in a bubble. You live in a world, man. But, listen, we all do it.
Yeah.
We all get used to the world we live in, and we can become, a fish that doesn't know it's wet.
Yeah.
People that make a difference intentionally make a difference.
Yeah, that's,
and so they create in their lives opportunities, and they force themselves to make time for those opportunities. It's intentional. It's deliberate.
Yeah.
It's not accidental. It's not you just wake up one day and it's intentional. You got to plan for it.
Yeah.
Because these kids, you meet these kids. And then you know their name, their story, and then you realize what they're going through, and how you can give them hope in the middle of really a life that otherwise has none.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the economic disadvantage is paralyzing to a lot of these kids.
Yeah.
And I remember growing up, and you don't know it. You know, it's funny because you don't really realize it, mm-hmm. you know, until you're older. But I think people need to be more intentional. They need to climb out of their suburbs,
right,
and their own worlds.
Yeah, I mean, my kids go. They were there last year, and they were also there this year. And I remember Thursday. You know, they said, "Oh, I can't wait to get home." You know, they were enjoying themselves. They were just, I mean, there's relationships mm-hmm. that were built there that
yeah.
are irreplaceable. You know, they really enjoyed spending time with the other kids. But, you know, what I told them was, you know, some of these kids don't want to go back home. Like these cabins.
Yeah. They want to make them their homes.
Are better than they what's going us. On at home.
I mean, you know this, and you know, our listeners. How many kids ask you to be their dad?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy, right?
It breaks my heart. You know, I was happy to be there for them for the time that I was there for them, but for an 8 or 9 year old girl to say, you know, I'm going to call you dad.
Mm.
You know, it breaks my heart because there's something missing.
Yeah.
In her life.
Because you know your daughter wouldn't do that.
She would never.
Another man.
She would never do that.
No.
No, she would never just pick this random guy and say,
be like,
"You're dad."
2 days in, I'm going to call you dad.
I'm going to call you dad.
No, yeah. It wouldn't happen because
no.
Because she has a father.
Right.
And so it really speaks to, you know, the plagues of our inner cities, and I'm always sympathetic to it and empathetic to it, and my heart cries out for it because that's where we come from. But getting into today's show, we want to talk to you today about getting out of the way.
Get out of the way.
See, there's too many of us in our own way. And there's so much to this, Marlon, and I know, you know, for a lot of our lives, you can be in your way and not know you're in your way.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it all, you know, it comes back to the idea that, you know, you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
You're going somewhere, and you're in the way of where you're going. Mm. You know, so life does not stand still.
Right.
Life does not stand still, and your life can get traffic jammed, and you can get in your own way, and you can delay your success and your destiny by the dumb stuff you're doing, or more accurately, you don't even know you're doing dumb stuff.
Right.
You just learn dumb stuff. And a lot of us got to unlearn the dumb stuff that we call normal.
Right.
How many people do you encounter who describe normal, who describe dysfunction as normal?
As normal.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm, that's not normal, bro.
No. I mean, I grew up in somewhat dysfunction. Well, no, I grew up in dysfunction.
Right, you said somewhat.
Yeah, I won't even use that. Like, somewhat.
I'm not trying to.
Yeah, it was dysfunction. And so, you know, not knowing how to properly plan your day, not knowing how to properly spend your money, not knowing how to cherish relationships.
You talk about money. Nobody taught us. What? Then nobody taught us about money?
No.
Nobody taught you how to save it. Nobody taught.
Right. Yeah, you gave me a dollar, I was hitting the corner store because they
had. I'm trying to go get some candy.
Penny candy.
Yeah.
So I was never taught those things. And you do. You take those things and you apply them in your adult life. And let me tell you, it does no good for you. I mean, it'll send you in this crazy whirlwind that, you know, it'll just be another day down.
It's funny.
Lost.
I see people driving on the highway and they actually get into road rage because somebody's in their way.
Yeah.
But they're blind to the fact that they're in their own way in their life or in their destiny or in their purpose. Yeah. That if they would take that same aggression and apply it to their own lives,
right,
for their own destiny, for their own purpose, for their own, you know, like assignment and success,
yeah,
like get mad at yourself,
yeah,
for being in the way and clogging up the progress,
yeah,
of your own life. Like, oh.
But why, when it's so easy to blame your spouse, blame your friends, blame your family? You know, we just want to, we want to put that off on somebody else. We don't want to look at ourselves and take the, that responsibility or that blame for saying, man, you the one, this is your, those are your decisions. Those are your choices that you're making every day. Ain't nobody putting no gun to your head telling you to do the stupid things that you're doing every day, telling you to treat the people around you the way you're treating them every day. You know, we make those choices.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like, give me for instance in your life. Like, let's make it real personal. Simple. Like, real simple for those listening. This is what it looks like to get in your way. I mean, I got something.
Yeah. Okay.
It's embarrassing.
It is. It's very embarrassing. So, I mean, just really simple. I just spoke about it. Like, getting up. Okay, we all need jobs, so go to your job.
Yeah.
But when you're off, if you got 2 days off, I don't care if you got 1 day off, what are you doing? Yesterday, did you plan today out?
Right.
Did you say, I'm going to get up and I'm going to make this phone call, I'm going to read this book or this scripture or whatever you're going to do?
Yeah.
Did you even plan it out, or did you just get up and let the day happen to you?
Most people let days happen.
I've allowed so many days to just happen to me.
And you know what happens to days? They turn into weeks.
Yeah.
And then weeks turn into months.
Yeah.
And months turn into years. And before you know it, you are years away,
yeah,
from where you should be.
Yeah. Like, whoever you are listening, at whatever age you are right now, that this is this where you thought you'd be?
Just, oh.
Now, right. Now let's look back at all the years that have passed by and really think about, don't even look at the years. Look at last week.
Yeah.
What did you do about it?
What changes did you make? How did you adjust? How did you calibrate,
yeah,
failure,
right,
to manipulate success?
Yeah. Yeah. None of us, you know, we'll invest all of our time in our jobs and everybody else's businesses and so on, but rarely do you invest in yourself.
Yeah.
Rarely, man.
Yeah, because you're too busy building somebody else's stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I posted that, you know, if you are not creating a product, then you are the product. If you're not hustling out your product, then let me shake you to the reality, yeah, of the fact that somebody is using you to shake out their product and they're selling it through you. Or worse, you are the product.
Yeah.
You are the one who is being sold. Nobody wants to hear that. But
no.
When I begin to think of my life, and you know, for most of us, it comes down to cognitive awareness. Like,
yeah,
it's the way you think. Mm-hmm. You're broke today because of the way you think. Mm-hmm. It's not because you're not working, because most people that would take the time to listen to this, mm-hmm, they're working. They're doing what the system tells them to
That's
do
right.
to be successful. But what their thinking is broke.
Right.
You know, if your thinking's broke, your pocket's going to be broke. And so what I realized, for 90% of the ways I'm in my way is the way I think.
Yeah.
Is the way, yeah, I think.
And the mind, you know, they say the mind is a powerful thing. It is, and it can go both ways. It can be the most dangerous thing to you in your life, or just the greatest thing.
It can. I'll share this, and a lot of this is in my 3-2-1 leadership that's coming up in the fall, but there's this just recently, something just happened to me where, you know, I always use this phrase, like, everybody runs angles.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is running an angle. I don't care if it's your mom, your spouse is running an angle on you. Mm-hmm. There's this part of them that wants you to work for them.
Right.
Like, so they're running an angle on,
yeah,
you. Like, Like they're in the relationship for something. Like you're fulfilling something in them. Like no matter what it is. Like it's just like the ones that work are the ones that understand and are fulfilled in using and manipulating one another.
Yeah.
So like we're boys because I don't mind the angle that you're running.
I'm running on you.
And I don't feel like I'm ever running an angle on you.
Right.
But I mean, in all actuality, I am.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm using you for like just friendship and and camaraderie and like all of that. Like, so it's still an angle. Like
but
I don't look at it negatively because it's an angle that fulfills me.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So only the angles that don't fulfill us are the ones I look at. So I have this saying, like, everyone's running angles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. And so I said the other day, and this is a way of thinking for me. And like, you know this, like, so I'm just letting everybody else in on my strange ways of thinking. But so I'm on my deck the other day, and I'm talking to the Lord, and I'm like, I'm sitting there and I listen to something. And then after listening to that, I look up and there's these trees, and all the trees in my backyard run, you know, up parallel to one another, up and down. There's this one tree that's running at an angle against the others. And then I hear God say, Troy, that mentality you have against those who run angles has got to change.
Yeah.
He said, because you look at it negatively and you avoid relationships and you disrupt relationships because of it.
Mm-hmm.
He said, your thinking is broken. And that's never something you want to hear.
Right.
Right. And so he's like, you have to transform and renew your mind. Your mind has to be renewed. And this is what he says to me. He says, the fact that people are running angles to you really should flatter you and suggest to you that you have something they have need of and they value in you.
That's good.
So why do you resist the relationships from those who basically use you for whatever reason? And, you know, I was silent. And then he says to me, and conversely, you also avoid relationships that are advantageous for you because you believe you don't want to be disingenuous to the relationships, so you're not going to run an angle that will benefit you from those above you, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've neglected relationships that I've purposely and intentionally placed in your life to advance you in certain areas. You've neglected them because of the angle mentality.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and the only way I can ever get you to where you're going to go is if you allow yourself to renew your mind and get rid of that thinking. That thinking's getting in your way.
Right.
And it's actually caused you to be delayed. And I don't know how long, but I would guess to say that I'm delayed by easy 10 years.
Yeah.
Easy 10 years. At 43, where I am today, I should have been there at 33.
Mm.
But I'm 10 years delayed, and God's trying to catch me up. And I'm telling you, I got done with that. God gets done talking. I'm staring out into the backyard, and my phone rings. And I pick up my phone, and I'm staring at the face of Lou Engle from The Call.
Yeah.
And it was almost like God was saying, you see what happens if you just let these angles run their course. And thinking does it most often for all of us.
Well, too many of us, I think, don't allow... Like, that's powerful. That's powerful.
Yeah.
Too many of us don't. We think with our human minds.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing is, I mean, we don't take that time out to understand that the things that are happening to you, they ain't a coincidence. You know?
Yeah.
They ain't a coincidence.
That's not a coincidence.
You can say it all you want to.
Yeah.
But those things aren't a coincidence. So not enough of us sit back and actually wait to hear the voice of the Lord.
Yeah.
And then act on it. I mean, think about it. Act on it.
Prophetic occurrences take place all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
You know, with you and I getting back together.
Yeah.
I mean, it just happens. You know, he puts you in the right place at the right time and puts the right people in front of you for a reason. So Why we fight it, I don't know. Stupidity,
yeah.
You know, but those angles that we feel people are running on us, I mean, we're not looking at it for like, okay, this person is here for a reason, and just knowing that it's for the good.
Yeah, it's for the good. It's always for the good.
It's for the good.
Even when it's bad, it's still for the good.
It's still for the good.
Yeah, even when it's not pleasurable and it's frustrating, it's irritating.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've learned it's still for the good.
Yeah.
Like I've gotten in my way so many times with this next thing that I'm about to say,
mm-hmm.
is really some of the things that get me in my way. Is what other people think.
Uh-huh.
What other people think.
Yeah.
And I think we shared a little bit about this last time, but there's new thoughts that you know I'd like to bring to the table. But what other people think, what you think they think of you,
yeah,
really has more power over us.
Yeah.
It's like voodoo.
Yeah, it is.
It's like voodoo, man.
Black magic.
It's crazy. It's crazy. And what I've learned is, I quoted it the other day, I think Gary Vee said it, but he said, the ultimate drug in life is self-esteem.
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 Hmm. Yeah.
And as I've aged, I've become, you know, a little more self-aware, and I've developed a whole lot more confidence in who I am and a whole lot more self-esteem, and have given myself like almost like an inoculation from allowing myself to be defined by what others think of me.
Yeah. So you're pretty much saying like those people that, that aren't where they should be in life, who haven't reached their destiny or even attempted to reach, or even close to their destiny.
I'm saying
they have low to no self-esteem because they're caring more about what these other people think.
I guarantee you that 90% of the people listening to this right now,
yeah,
are so affected,
yeah,
by the people around them and what they think, that almost is more real than what they think of themselves.
Yeah. Here's the thing, guys. Nobody cares. That's the reality of it. Your mind,
yeah,
they care, but nobody cares. They got their own thing going on in their lives they're trying to achieve and probably failing at because they weren't worried about what you're thinking about them. So, like, you have to get to, like, the no-care zone.
You just have to get to a place where their perception of you doesn't define you.
Yeah, that's good.
Think of how dangerous it is that we allow ourselves to be defined by somebody else's perception of us, rather than what God says, or rather than what you feel about you.
Yeah.
We allow what they say or feel about us, or how they perceive us, to be, like, to affect us so much.
Right.
And it's really, and I'm not talking about haters. Like, I'm not talking about, like, you know, like, you got people out there that, you know, just
you got something going on and they hating.
Yeah, they're just hating on you, you know, like, haters, whatever. Like, it's not the haters that really mess with you. It's the people that you love.
Right around you.
It's the people that you respect, that you honor. It's them.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those are the ones
that
are doing more damage to you than your haters.
Yeah.
Your haters, you expect it.
Yeah.
But your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, those are the ones that are really causing you to be debilitated in your performance, in where you are, in like how far down the road you are, what level of success you achieve.
Yeah.
We allow those people, their perceptions of us, to define us in a dangerous way.
I think also we hurt ourselves in that arena because, you know, sometimes you just got to keep your mouth shut and not. Everybody doesn't need to know what you're doing.
Come on.
Like, everybody doesn't need to know what you're doing. I know we all, that self-acknowledgement that, you know, we want to, we want everybody to know that, hey, I'm doing something. I'm doing something.
Affirm what I'm doing.
Affirmation.
Tell me what I'm doing is good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how many people do that?
Right. I did it. I mean, for years.
They get on Facebook. They do it. They get, I mean, it's like, no, no.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I hate for anybody that, don't ask me. Don't ask me. Worry about you. I got my own thing going on. I don't need to talk to you about it or tell you about it. Because I can't live off of your affirmation.
Because then if you do, what happens when I disapprove?
Yeah.
What happens when I disapprove of the thing that you are most passionate about? Mm. What happens when I disapprove of the thing that you're most proud of? What happens when I hate on you for your success? Mm. What happens when you get bigger than me?
Yeah.
Now, you see, listen, this is where egos like smash together, yeah. Because people they have the best of intentions, but the worst of behaviors, yeah. When it comes to this, with this right here, because I could love you all day long. Mm-hmm. Right. And we could be boys, but there is going to be an issue in our lives if you excel and I'm stuck at the bottom.
Right.
And it's going to be like, if I see myself, if I see, yeah. you and perceive you as less than me, yeah. and then suddenly you're hitting the stratospheres of where I, right. could only have dreamed to be, or even, worse than that. Let's just say you didn't reach it. Let's just say you divulged to me, mm-hmm. that you have, you know God's taking you there, or you're about to get there, but you're not there yet. But in my perception of you,
yeah.
you've always been less than me, right? And so for you to say it to me, it creates in me this thing that, yeah. says, no, as much as I love you, even,
yeah.
I'm trying to define your reality through my perception.
Right.
That is twisted.
What is God saying to you?
Yeah, if you ask me about your future,
yeah.
how messed up is that? I tell people all the time, don't trust what I say,
right.
about your future. Don't ask somebody else, yeah. about where you're going,
yeah.
and what they think about,
right.
you. Come on, man, you have got to put that together for yourself.
Yourself.
You can't entrust, right. your future to somebody else's, right. perception.
Yeah, if you're not getting up every day stepping into your own dreams, man, that's your problem. You know, I mean, you can't be sitting there waiting for somebody else to give you this validation of who you are. I don't care who it is. Like you said, your wife, your brother, your mother, whoever it is.
Your pastor,
whoever it is. I can't sit around waiting for that.
Your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. And for young men, you know, seriously.
And you're talking to a fatherless generation.
Yeah.
Sitting around waiting for dad to affirm what they're doing.
Right.
Listen, I didn't have a dad neither.
Yeah.
But something I learned was, I have got to define my life according to my perception.
Yeah.
And even, you know, more than that, according to God's perception.
Right.
What does he say? And do I believe it?
Yeah.
Do I believe it?
Yeah. And it can be difficult because you do. I mean, especially, you know, if you have someone that dear to you, that close to you, who is giving you, you know, I hate to say, speaking over your life, because you can't trust everybody.
Yeah.
Who's saying that they're hearing from God and they're speaking over your life or whatever it is. You got your own connection. You got your own relationship with God. You better listen up.
You better work out your own salvation, the scriptures declare. But oftentimes we look to the people we admire the most,
yeah.
to affirm us, you know, to affirm the success, the gift, the call, the direction, the purpose, the destiny. Mm-hmm. We look to those, you know, the most. And what's really toxic is when they don't affirm it or they see something other than what you see, it mm-hmm. can be so disheartening and so frustrating that it can almost derail you.
Yeah.
From it gets in the way.
Yeah.
It definitely gets in the
yeah.
way.
Yeah. You end up in a desolate place, man. You'll be in a stuck place for a while, you know, just not knowing. It'll confuse you who you are because I thought I was this and you say I'm that.
They say I'm this or, you know, this person that's really respected, right. by me and revered by me says,
yeah.
I'm really this and they don't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody. You are created and made in the image of only God. You know what I mean? Even though you were conceived of your parents, mm-hmm. the DNA of your parents, that does not allow, they do not have, you know, this supreme authority over, you know, who you are.
Yeah.
And where you're going. Like you, that's something that's so personal. And I see it, you know, hurting so many people. There's so many people being discouraged by that, by what others think. And man, if I could tell you one thing right now today that would say, you know, what one thing would you tell me that I could put in my pocket and I could use for the rest of my life that would give me success all the time? It would be stop caring about what they think.
Yeah.
Stop caring about what they think.
Mm-hmm.
It's liberating not to care. It doesn't mean you're arrogant. It doesn't mean you're prideful. It just means you're confident in who you are and what you believe.
That's right.
And you don't have to bend or bow or apologize for believing in yourself. Yeah. And we've raised a generation to almost believe more in what others think of them than what they think of them.
Yeah, we have a bunch of screenagers, man, who need to be liked.
Who?
Screenagers. Screenagers. Yeah, they need to be liked. I mean, look at that.
That is crazy, yes.
Yeah. You know, because when you post those pictures and when you post those things on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, wherever it is, you know, any social media platform, I'm coming back 5 minutes later because I need some thumbs ups and some hearts.
You're looking for somebody to...
I need thumbs ups. I need hearts. I need smiley faces and I need some ha-has.
Oh my gosh, that so proves the
point. I'm actually disappointed if I post it and only 4 people like it.
And really what you should dig the most is when you post it, do you believe it?
Do you believe it?
Do you like it?
That's where it's at.
And like if nobody else likes it, do you still like it?
Right.
Does it change?
Yeah.
If it's really you, does it change
based
upon nobody's praise?
Right. I guarantee you if they post it, nobody likes it, they're almost tempted to take it off.
Wow.
They're almost tempted to delete it.
Yeah. There's no, man, that's, yeah, I don't, like, I'm, the whole selfie world and all that freaks me out a little bit.
A little.
But I gotta say, like, it's intriguing to me, like, when I post something, what gets the most likes?
Yeah, I hear you.
That's intriguing to me, because I can say or post some of the most ridiculous off-the-wall stuff, and it get, like... crazy hits.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the stuff that I consider to be like the most substantive, like the most like, this is gold for me. Like, like when I posted that product stuff the other day, like you're either the product or you're creating the product.
Yeah.
You know, for me, like that's like, that like resonated deep in my, you know, in my spirit. I'm like, that is it right there. Like, and I look back at it, literally, it was like 6 people.
Yeah.
Thought it was gold.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
the rest are the product.
Yeah. but then when I looked at it, I was like, you didn't catch that? Like, you guys didn't catch the fact that you're good with being the product?
Yeah.
You're good with making it, like making somebody else a millionaire?
Yeah.
Making somebody else wealthy?
Right.
I don't know. Did I?
You know, it's... There was that, you know, it shook some people is what it did, but, you know, the wrong way. They read it, and that's what it was their perception of how it was put down. Instead of awakening those people and saying, you know what? I'm sick of being...
the product.
I'm sick of being the product.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're right. I'm gonna change this thing because I have some things in me that I've been waiting to birth, man. And let me, you know, it's so... I mean, where we live today... You know, the world we live in today is as easy as, I mean, that we have social media. So if you want to know how to do something or if you need something from somebody, just ask. And let me tell you, messages will come in and posts will come in and give you everything you need to get off the ground.
Right. Right. Right, right.
Everybody's got something. Everybody's got an angle.
Everybody's a pro.
Right.
Everybody.
You need
knows.
An artist? Ask for an artist.
Yeah, man, you got them.
You got them.
Yeah. You got resources.
Place. Yeah.
Yeah, you got resources. When you say that, like, immediately my mind goes to, like, the idea that everybody wants to be a pro at your life.
Ooh.
Like, everybody wants to give Ooh. You advice on your life. Like,
on how to be Marlon Sadler.
I think of this a lot, and I think about people who, because maybe there's a blind spot that I have, but I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe it is. But you know, here, listen. You just had to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, I just had to figure it out. Right. Like, if something broke in my house, you know, I didn't call dad to fix it.
Yeah.
It's just, you had to figure that out.
Right.
And if life wasn't turning up roses, I just had to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that School of Hard Knocks stuff, I guess you go one or two ways. Either you just fall in despair or you just figure it out.
Right.
And you know, you see people go back into the cycle of that life. But I was like, no, I'm going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to, you know, this is, I'm not asking for advice or I'm not asking for help every time life doesn't, you know, turn out good for me.
Yeah.
It was like, nah, man, you got to, well, back to the drawing board. Like,
right.
Oh, you lost there. You got to, like, go do better.
Yeah.
Like, or, you know, figure that out. Like, I mean, there were some hard, sucky times in my life. I remember going through a divorce, losing everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Plus, not just losing stuff, right? Not only did I just lose what I had, but then I had to pay stuff I didn't even owe. You know what I'm like? I'm paying for stuff I never, so I had to like, then I incurred like debt. So I went beyond just like nothing. I went below nothing.
Right.
You know, you went to the negative, right?
Right,
so
right.
Like when life dealt me that sucky hand, I remember driving on 254 in Lorraine thinking to myself, this is the end. Like, and then I'm like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, there was nobody to call, you know, for help. It was like, my mom didn't have a whole lot. My dad wasn't there. It was just like, you just got to figure it out.
Yeah. A lot of people just fall into that hopelessness when that happens, man, and not realize that there is a way. Like, you have, just believe that that's not it. Just believe, you know, and trust me, things will change around. They'll turn around for you, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, same deal with me. I mean, I went through a time in my life where there was so much hopelessness, man, all around me. My mind, I allowed my mind to just trick me from the time I woke up until the time I went to sleep. And even when I woke up in the night to go pee, it was still messing with me. So, but it just took, like, getting out of my own head, getting out of my mind, and, like, really just trusting the spirit, man.
Yeah.
You know? And not even knowing that it was there at that time, but just trusting the spirit. And, you know, knowing that, man, I've gotten in my way all this time. For 41 years, I had gotten in my own way. It was just time for me to get out of my way. It was just time for me to stop doing the same thing over and over, you know, that's thinking the same way over and over every day. I mean, that's when you gain control.
You do. Yeah.
You know, that's when you get that control. Because you don't want to, no one wants to take fault. You know, you don't want to blame yourself, but it is you.
Yeah, I'm not saying, hey, don't ask for anyone's opinion. I'm just saying, don't put your life in the hands of their opinions.
Yeah.
And for, you know, like, growing up, when you didn't have anybody to help you, you just learned, like, you were responsible for your life.
Mm-hmm.
Stop, you know, like, you can't trust anybody to it. And when I look around and I see people, you know, like placing blame to this or that and that occurred in their life, and or this one thing happened or a series of terrible things happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, all right, but like, what does God say about your life, and how are you going to get from that place to there? Like, how are you going to get out of your way and get into, you know, your destiny and stuff, man.
Yeah.
The I think, I know that the most intoxicating thing that I've ever discovered that would equal success is to say, like, without a doubt, I just don't care what you think.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so convinced in what I see.
Yeah.
It's more real than what you perceive.
Right.
And and when you get to that place, you arrive at a place that's 40,000. This is in my 3-2-1 leadership too.
Yeah, yeah.
When you fly at 40,000 and everybody else is flying at 10,000, mm-hmm. you see what they can't.
Mm.
You begin to see yeah. what they can't, and you see why they see you the way they see you.
Right.
It's because they're flying at 10,000.
Yeah.
You're flying at 40,000.
Yeah.
The talk at 40 is different than the talk at 10.
Come on.
That's there's some 40,000, you know, feet talk that right. doesn't happen at 10,000.
Yeah.
And when you get around 10,000 and you start talking 40,000, it offends 10,000.
You'll consistently see the 10,000 start to fall and drop. They'll start to nosedive.
Yeah, yeah. And you can't be offended at their when they become offended, you know, when they yeah. become like when they you can't allow that to affect how you fly.
That's right. You're flying at 10,000. What do I care?
And there's so many people flying at altitudes beneath
yeah.
what they're called to. Man, you're listening right now. I'm telling you, you're out there, and I know this to be a fact, that there are probably 75% of the people listening to this podcast right now, you're flying so far beneath what you know you're called to fly at. Mm. But you're flying there because you're afraid. You're flying there because of the what they perceive, mm-hmm. or you're blaming them for why you're flying here.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody's stopping you.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
The gears are in front of you. All the equipment's there. There's gas in the tank.
Mm.
All you have to do is pull yourself up. Go. You have to lift yourself higher.
Yeah, go higher.
You got to keep moving. In order to keep that plane in the air,
right.
a couple things has to happen.
Yeah.
First of all, there has to be gas in the tank.
That's right.
Got to be gas in the tank. And secondly, you got to keep moving forward That's at right. a fast pace.
That's right.
You can't stop.
Yeah.
You let off the acceleration, what'd you say?
You're nosediving.
You will plummet to the earth. Most people listening, when they get discouraged, when life doesn't work the way they thought, the yeah. first thing they do is time out.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Mm.
Let me go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Let me stop doing this. Let me go do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Let me try what they said
yeah.
rather than what I know to be true.
Yeah, jack of all trades.
Even though the dream is in me is screaming against it. Let me try to live their perception of me.
Right.
Let me
right.
live according to how they want to define me.
Yeah.
Because everyone's trying to define you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody sees you a certain way, you know. I'm sure whether it's women or men, you know what I mean? I'm sure there's plenty of them who have gotten married thinking, I see you this way. You're going to be this.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, that's accurate.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you get in 2 years in the marriage and they don't see what you see.
Right. Well, why aren't you?
Why aren't you living the truest version of yourself?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Then the marriage problems happen.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah. You know, I dare you to just forget fear.
Yeah.
For a week. Just a week. Just forget fear. You know, that's your own mind, man. You're wrestling with yourself. So just forget fear and try something that you get butterflies about when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever's been just burning inside of you for years, just forget fear and forget what everybody else is saying. Investigate it, study it, do it, and see what happens.
Yeah.
You're failing right now by not trying it.
You're in the simulator. No, There's like three or four things going on here. First of all, you're not even in the simulator. Mm. You're not even trying to like equip yourself with the knowledge and the skill set to fly.
Yeah.
You're not even in the simulator. Mm-hmm. But then there are others who have been in the simulator and you know how to fly.
Yeah.
But you're afraid.
I'm not getting in that real plane.
I'm not getting in a real plane because then I have to leave the ground.
Yeah.
So this simulator, at least I'm safe. Equipping myself. You know, at least I'm steady learning. At least I'm getting myself all the tools to do mm-hmm. it. But how much more learning do you need to do before you start flying?
Mm.
Like, yeah. And then there are others who are flying. Like, so then there are others who actually took the courage to get into the plane, and you're in the plane and you're on the runway and you've taken off and you took a risk mm-hmm. and you believed what you felt was true about you, and you're at 10,000 feet mm-hmm. and you've plateaued.
Yeah.
And to go any higher is really frightening for you
right.
because you realize that beyond 10,000 feet is a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
At 40,000, you're toeing the line between space and where people are allowed to be.
Yeah.
And so you're steady at 10,000, but most people out there, you know, if you're flying at 10,000, you're dissatisfied, you're frustrated,
right.
you're irritated with everything. You realize there's more. You're tired of, playing by the rules. You realize you're probably working for somebody else at
right.
this point.
Right.
You're making somebody else money,
yeah.
you know. And like, listen, just keep moving forward.
Yeah.
My advice to you right now, go faster.
Go faster,
go faster.
Higher.
Go faster, go higher, right?
Yeah.
Go faster, go higher. Because, and go harder.
Mm.
Fly harder.
Yeah.
There's too many, there's too much weak living out there. Too much, mm-hmm. you're just weak. It's sorry. And you're making excuses for it. Sleep is overrated. You know, it just go for it.
Yeah.
Like, just stop it. Like, I didn't sleep last night. I didn't sleep at all. I didn't sleep. Here I am. It's what time? It's 4:30
yeah.
on a Thursday, and I'm still not tired.
Yeah, I say good.
Because you fly at 40,000 feet, you're like, I'll get rest maybe later. I'll get
That's
rest.
Right.
Because you realize you got one life.
Right.
You got one.
Yeah.
What did Gary Vee
yeah.
say the other day?
Yeah.
There's too many people walking around like they're coming back. You might come back if you're in Jesus.
That's right.
But you ain't coming back to this one.
No, you better live this one out to the fullest.
You got one of them,
yeah.
guys. Go live it. Take a risk. Believe in yourself.
Yes.
And don't stop being concerned
yeah.
about what those people think who fly at 10,000 feet or those who've never even left the simulator, or worse yet,
mm.
those who are living over there, you know, watching the air show take place.
Mm.
Stop listening to those people. Stop listening to the people in the simulators. And for crying out loud, stop listening to those who are flying at 10,000 feet. If you got some 40,000 flyers around you, get up there and fly with them.
That's
but
right.
don't ever allow those who are at 40,000 to define how you fly, what you fly,
yeah.
your style, your shake, what
yeah.
you do. Just be you, and you'll see. You'll see your life change drastically. You'll see amazing things start to take place in your life. I'm Troy Thompson. This is No Truer 2.
I'm Marlon Sadler. We just want to thank you guys for listening. Have a great day.
Take it easy.
Later.